Following Canada's introduction on Tuesday of visa requirements for Czech visitors, the Czech government has turned to the European Union for help. Prague wants Brussels to hit back with across-the-board visa requirements on Canadians and has lodged an official demand to that effect. But how likely is the Czech government's initiative to be successful? Chris Johnstone reports.
As the Czech government smouldered with anger at Canada's reintroduction of visas to stem a surge of mostly Roma asylum applications, Brussels offered sympathy, but not much more. The Czech demand for a tit-for-tat retort, with the EU imposing visas across the board on all Canadians, will certainly not be a swift revenge and could very well not materialise at all. Rory Watson is a veteran Brussels-based EU journalist. He thinks Prague's demand for solidarity from the EU's other 26 member states looks doomed from the outset.
Well, I think there'll be some sympathy for the Czech concerns, but I feel other countries will probably consider this to be more a bilateral issue between the Czech Republic and Canada. And I think it'll be very difficult to get a majority or even all 27 to agree to take measures against the country basically with which the EU has good relations, and the UK in particular has traditional links.
Mr. Watson says he cannot think of any precedents where EU countries have united to slap on visa requirements on another country because of local difficulties with one member. In the short term, he sees the European Commission trying to play an honest broker in the soured relations between the Czech Republic and Canada and attempting to defuse the current situation. Time-wise, at least, revenge will be a dish that will have to be savoured cold, if at all, by the Czech Republic. The EU's creaky procedures mean that officials at the European Commission will have up to 3 months to weigh up Prague's request, but have promised to report back in September. Then, member states will have another 3 months to ponder their stance. There is also another complication highlighted by the Czech press on Wednesday. The European-wide passport-free Schengen zone covers most EU countries, as well as Norway, Switzerland and Iceland. These latter countries would also have to be brought on board for any meaningful reply against Canada. With that sort of mathematics, united European action looks even more doubtful. So Prague is likely to be faced with a decision in 6 months' time whether to impose visas on Canadians on its own.
Thanks for that report, Chris Johnstone.